When the news of the execution was announced last night, there were celebrations in the streets of Dearborn, Michigan, which has one of the largest populations of Iraqi Americans in this country. For some of the celebrants, the execution was justice. Others saw it as revenge for the misery Saddam inflicted on the people he ruled. Sarah Hewlett of Michigan Public Radio reports.
About 200 people gathered outside a storefront mosque when news of the execution was announced. They climbed on top of cars, banged drums, hoisted Iraqi flags, and cheered the news that the former Iraqi dictator had been executed. Aynas Alfaris was one of the few women at the celebration. She's 17, and she came with her father.
I couldn't wait to come here. I was really happy. I couldn't believe it. I wouldn't believe it. When they're like, they're going to kill him, I was like, no, it's not true. You guys always say that. But when I finally seen that, I'm so happy now. I'm really happy. I'm just waiting for the picture and the video. And that's it. And I'll be really happy.
Many of those who turned out for the celebration are part of the new wave of Iraqi immigrants who came to the Detroit area after the first Gulf War, including Ali al-Hasnawi.
We're happy because they're killing Saddam. They're killing big dictator in the world. We wait on this situation long time ago.
Ali Zwane came out with his father, Abdul Hussein Zwane. He says they were both jailed by Saddam. Ali Zwane translates for his father.
Allah, Allah, Ahmad Saddam. Allah,
he
Allah,
can't believe
Ahmad
it. He can't believe it. He's so happy
Allah
when
Saddam
he heard this.
He
said he's terrorized and he's a criminal. We didn't do anything. We just wanted the peace. We like to be peace. And we didn't do anything to him, to his regime. And he came to us and kill his family and his friends.
Some of those gathered said they had relatives who were killed by Saddam's regime. Ali Najjar lost his older brother, Jawad.
He was arrested in 1980, and we did not hear anything about him until early 2004, when we found that he was executed in 1983.
Many in the crowd I talked to said they thought Saddam's hanging would bring stability to Iraq by closing an ugly chapter of the country's history. But other leaders in the Arab American community have expressed concern that the execution could lead to new violence and worsen an already desperate situation.
This is NPR News.